Let's open up in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you bring us together as your body, that you have given us your word, and I pray, Lord, today that you will give us understanding and help us to truly feel what it means to rest in you. And I pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So today I want us to look at a passage that speaks of our need for rest.
今天我们要我要带大家来看一段话，它描述了我们对于安息的需要。
We know that Pastor Gary has a great need of rest in recovering from his heart procedure.
我们知道赵牧师他现在做了手术回来，需要很长一段休息的时间。
But the Bible also speaks how we also are in need of rest.
但圣经同时也提到我们每一个人是如何的需要安息。
So if you have a Bible, please turn to Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, and follow along as I read.
所以如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到马太福音11章28节到30节。马太福音11章28节到30节。
This is the word of God. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们接下来用中文读一遍好不好？马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
This short passage shows us that where we are to find our true rest.
这短短的几节圣经告诉我们往哪里去寻找我们真正的安息。
And we see here that our true rest is found in Jesus Christ.
通过这几句话我们看到我们真正的安息是在主耶稣里面才可以找得到。
Here is a personal invitation from Jesus. He says, come to me.
在这一段话里面，首先主耶稣他亲自来向我们发出一个邀请，就是到我面前来。
And notice that all are invited.
要知道这是主向所有人发出的邀请。
The only qualification is that one feels their need.
我们可以得到这样邀请，唯一的条件就是我们里面想要得到这样的安息。
The problem is that we are often so self-sufficient.
但问题是很多时候我们都是太自给自足了。
Often we have to come to an end of ourselves before we see our true need of Him.
常常是我们要到我们人的尽头才能够真正的看见我们对于主耶稣的需要。
But if you will come humbly to Jesus, He promises that He will give you rest.
但是你若愿意谦卑你的心来到主的面前，主应许说他必叫你得安息。
We see here how rest is a gift from God.
从这里我们看见真正的安息实在是从神来的一份恩典恩赐。
It's a wonderful feeling after an exhausting day to lay your head on a soft pillow.
想一想如果有一天你非常的疲惫能够睡到你那柔软的枕头上是多么美妙的一件事情啊。
But oftentimes we take rest for granted until it's taken away.
很多时候我们却不珍惜我们有的安息，直到我们失去了安息。
Thankfully, I've never suffered from insomnia, but I hear it's very miserable.
感谢主，我从来没有失眠过，但是我听说那是一件很痛苦的事情。
To be exhausted and never able to sleep, and when you fall asleep, you constantly wake up.
失眠的意思就是你睡不着觉，或者是说睡着觉以后很快就会醒过来。
But sometimes it's not insomnia that keeps us up, But too many things that are on our mind that keep us awake.
很多时候我们睡不着觉，其实还并不是因为失眠症，而是因为我们心里面实在是有太多的忧虑。
Oftentimes our bodies cannot rest because our minds are restless.
很多时候我们的身体得不到好的休息，是因为我们这个人的心很焦虑，得不到安息。
The opposite of restfulness is restlessness.
安息的相反的意思就是焦虑，没有安息。
And Augustine of Hippo says, You have made for yourself, O Lord, our hearts, and they are restless until it finds its rest in you.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
奥古斯丁曾经说过，主啊，我们是为着你而创造的，我们的心无法得到真正的安息，直到我们的心安息于你。
This is speaking of the fact that we are restless until God comes and saves us from our sin.
这句话告诉我们是说，我们整个人，我们内心的深处是没有真正的安息的，直到神找到了我们，把我们从我们的罪里面拯救出来。
But we would be lying if we say we never still become restless even after God does save us from our sins.
但是你知道吗？就算是神拯救了我们，我们也无法对自己撒谎说，我就再也不会有忧虑，不会有忧愁。
The natural reaction is to seek to fix our own problems and only as a last resort to go to God.
当我们困难来的时候，我们这个人很天然的反应就是我要怎么样想办法把这个事情靠着我自己的能力解决，寻求神往往是我们最后的一个选择。
But first we should go to seek God and seek to solve the issue in His power.
但是正确的解决问题的方法是我们应当先来到神的面前，寻求从神来的力量来解决我们的问题。
This does not mean that our circumstances are not big.
这并不是说你的环境可以是，这并不是说你的环境不难。
But we must remember that our God is bigger than our circumstances.
但是我们需要常常记住，我们的神是大过这个环境的。
So how can I find rest when everything around me is falling apart?
所以在我的生活里面，当我的生活已经开始崩塌的时候，我如何才可以找到真正的安息呢？
Psalm 46:10 Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
诗篇46篇十节那里说，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
When we get a true vision of God, it brings our circumstances into its proper perspective.
当我们真的神给我们有刚刚诗篇这样的一个真实的看见的时候，我们生活里面的各样的难处才能够被摆对位置。
This doesn't mean that we just sit back, kick up our feet, and are without any care.
这并不是说我们就翘起脚来，什么事情都不做。
For when God calls us to Himself,He does not call us to be lazy.
当神呼召我们的时候，神呼召我们转向他的时候，他并不是要我们就是什么事情都不做。
When I come to Christ, I no longer live to serve myself, I live to serve God.
重点是当我来到主的面前的时候，我人生的中心不再是为着我自己活而已，我是要来侍奉神，向着神活。
Now it's important, this service does not make me right with God.
来侍奉神并不能够叫我跟神之间的关系能够和好。
Only Jesus makes me right with God.
我们跟神之间有一个和好的关系是因为主耶稣为我们死在了十字架上。
But it does mean that I have new priorities.
他告诉我们我们的生活重新有了一个新的秩序。
Colossians 3:23 and 24 say,Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive an inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ.
哥罗西书三章二十三节到二十四节那里说，不论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的， 不是给人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So here we see that work is a blessing from God.
所以这里我们看见可以做工是从神来的祝福。
But because of sin, work can easily become warped and perverted.
但是因为我们里面的罪，常常我们手所做的，被这个世上的潮流所扭曲了。
Sin takes God's good gifts and it twists them for its own purposes.
我们里面的罪叫我们手所做的是为着我们自己。
So work is a good thing, but it can become an idol if it's put before God.
工作做事情是一件好的事情，但是若是我没有摆对位置，把它放在了神的前面，它可能会成为我这个人的偶像。
For even good things can become idols in our life as they come before God.
在我们的生命里面，甚至是我们追求好的东西，当我们把它的位置放在了神的前面的时候，它也有可能成为我们这个人的偶像。
We are not to put anything before God and serving Him. He comes first.
所以在我们的人生里面，任何的东西我们都不能把它放在神的前面，因为只有神是应该被放在最前面的。
But to find rest in Jesus requires faith.
在基督里面能够找到安息是需要我们有信心的。
And it's not faith in my ability, it's faith in His ability.
并不是相信我有能力可以解决这个问题，而是来信靠主有能力可以解决问题。
Faith is more than just merely believing in Him, but it is trusting Him with my whole life.
信心不光光是我愿意相信神，信心更是愿意把我的生活、我的生命信靠给神。
For when we don't seek the Lord, it shows that we have a lack of faith, and this does not please God.
很多时候在我们的生活里面，当我们不寻求神的时候，他其实是在告诉我们，我们这个人里面可能缺乏了信心，这样的事也是不能讨神喜悦的。
Hebrews 11:6 says, Without faith it is impossible to please God, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him.
所以希伯来书11章6节那里说，人若没有信，就不能得到神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须相信有神，并且相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So this is a call to a faith-filled life.
所以这一段圣经是呼召我们能够进入一个被信心所充满的生活。
For in faith we can find rest because we trust that God has all things in His hands.
在信心里面我们能够信托神，是因为我们借着这样的信托，神叫我们知道所有一切的事都在他的手中。
I realize I am no longer in control of my life. He is in control and I can trust him.
真实的把我们自己信托给神，会叫我这个人里面觉得我不需要再来为我的生活负责，而是神要来为我负责。
And if I truly trust God, it will influence my everyday life and decisions.
真实的信靠神是必须要影响我这个人的生活，也需要来影响我做的每一个决定的。
And it's only when we are stretched thin that we truly see the true nature of our faith.
很多时候是当我们这个人快要崩溃的时候，我们才知道原来我们的信心是何等的重要。
So in all circumstances we are to keep our eyes on Jesus.
所以我劝大家在我们的每一个生活的环境里面让我们的眼目能够定睛注视在我们的神的身上。
And this requires faith, but what if I don't have the faith to do this?
眼睛能够定睛在神的身上是需要有信心的，但是有一个问题是，那么如果我没有信心怎么办呢？
The Bible says, ask and you will receive.
圣经说，寻求就必寻见。
And Jesus says, learn from me.
所以在马太福音这一段里面，主耶稣说：“你们当学我的样式。”
Jesus modeled a life of reliance and dependence upon the Father.
主耶稣当他活在地上的时候，他给我们看到了一个榜样，就是他是如何的倚靠父活在地上。
And also, we see that Jesus is gentle and lowly in heart.
主耶稣也在这里说，马太福音这里说到，我心里面是柔和谦卑的。
Jesus was not one who had to prove himself.
主耶稣在地上，他并没有做很多的事情来证明他自己。
He knew who he was and what his purpose on earth was for.
他知道他是神，并且他知道他为什么要来到这个世上。
This is something that we can learn a lot from.
这是我们可以从主学到的地方。
For while Jesus was gentle and lowly by nature we are hostile and arrogant.
主耶稣的心里是柔和谦卑，但是其实看看我们自己这个人，常常我们里面是非常自大的，并且也是对人充满了敌意的。
But if we will seek to model our life after the life of Jesus,We will find much rest.
但是我们若是愿意在我们的生活当中来学习像主那样的柔和谦卑，或许我们可以为我们的生活找到一点安息。
Does this mean no sorrow in life?
如果找到了一点安息，是不是就说在我们的生活里面就不再有忧伤忧愁的事了呢？
Absolutely not. Jesus was a man of many sorrows.
绝对不是，圣经给我们看见主耶稣在地上的时候，他也是常常满了忧患。
But in my sorrows I find rest because Jesus has taken my sorrows upon him.
但是今天我们在我们的忧患里可以找到安息，是因为主耶稣当他死在十字架的时候，他为我担当了我的忧伤。
And as important as bodily rest is, even more important is rest for our souls.
所以今天我们不光是身体需要得到休息，其实我们这个人的心灵也需要找到安息。
And here Jesus promises us, you will find rest for your souls.
在马太福音这里这一段，主耶稣说，你们就必得安息。原文的意思是说，你们必然找到安息。
It's important that we find times of rest for our soul.
非常重要的一件事情就是我们能够不断地为我们的心灵找到安息。
And this is not exclusively just for Sunday, though that is very important.
不光是来教会可以让你心里面得一点安慰，虽然那是一件很重要的事情。
A time when we can seek to put aside the cares of this world.
同时是在你每一天的生活里面，这个世上的忧虑，我们也可以学习在其中把它放在一边，到主的面前来找到安息。
And also a time when we can share how God has given us rest through these rough seasons.
当我们把神如何叫我们得到安息向别人分享的时候，我们的心中也会有安息。
So the promise of rest does not mean Jesus promises an easy life.
所以主耶稣在这里应许的得安息，并不是告诉我们说我们的生活从此就会花香长漫，或者是说我们的人生就会很容易。
In fact, it's because life is often so hard that these verses mean so much.
其实常常是人生不容易，才叫圣经上面主讲的这几句话是何等的珍贵。
There are many things that keep us from finding rest for our souls.
在我们的日子里面常常有很多的事情阻挠我们来得到这样真正的安息。
We seek to please God by our good deeds.
有可能是我们希望通过我们自己的好行为来讨神的喜悦。
But we cannot earn God's favor by our good deeds.
但是我们不能够真正的得神的喜悦如果我们是靠着自己的好行为。
Our pleasing in God can only be found again through Jesus Christ and Him alone.
我们真正能够讨神的喜悦是因为主耶稣他为我们成就了这一切。
If we seek to make ourselves acceptable to God apart from Jesus, we will be exhausted, discouraged, and we will ultimately fail.
我们若是离开了主耶稣，想要来跟神有一个好的关系，我们会发现这是一件非常痛苦的事情。
Also, we look for the things of this world to satisfy us.
常常我们里面不安息的原因也是我们想要从我们身边的人事物当中找到满足。
But they only give us temporal relief and sometimes even leave us more empty.
但是我们越是想要在这个世界上找到满足，就会发现它只是给我们暂时的一点轻松的时光，但是过后我们的心灵会更加的空虚。
Oftentimes we live for the expectations of others rather than finding our identity in Jesus.
很多时候我们是为着别人的对我们的期待而活着的，别人对我们的盼望而活着的，而不是在主耶稣里面找到我们真正的身份。
In all these things, we are just chasing the wind.
在这所有的事情当中，就像圣经讲的，我们所做的一切不过都是捕风。
But 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 and 7 say, But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these things we will be content.
提摩太前书6章6到8节那里说，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带去什么，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
So where do I find my ultimate satisfaction?
所以，我如何能够找到我人生最终的满足呢？
Where do I find my ultimate sense of purpose?
我在哪里能够找得到我是为什么活着的呢？
And where do I find my ultimate identity?
我在哪里能够寻得到我这个人到底是谁呢？
The key to rest in Jesus is contentment in Him.
能够在耶稣里面找到真正的安息，就是在他的里面能够知足。
In Him I find my satisfaction, my purpose and identity, regardless of my circumstances.
你知道吗？主耶稣可以带给你最真实的满足。主耶稣可以告诉你你是谁。主耶稣可以告诉你，叫你真正知道你为什么活着。
Jesus tells us to take His yoke upon ourselves.
马太福音这里，主耶稣也对我们说，我们要负他的轭。
A yoke is something an animal wears around their neck as it pulls a plow.
很多时候这个轭就像牛。他耕地的时候会在他的脖子上会有一个这样的轭，是让他用来耕地的，负轭的。
It seems weird that Jesus would use such a symbol of how we are to find our rest.
主耶稣用这样的比喻来描述如何找到安息，用这个比喻实在是一件很奇怪的事情。
But what it is showing here is that we are no longer a servant of sin, but we are a servant of God.
但是这里主想要告诉我们的是，我们今天每一个相信了神的人不再是罪的奴仆，我们是神的仆人。
Also, if we come to see Jesus as our Savior, He has taken the weight of our sins.
所以如果当我们真的能够看见主耶稣他是我的救主的时候，我们就会明白，也可以经历得到他已经除去了我们的罪的重担。
We no longer have to carry those burdens. They have been removed as far as the east is from the west.
你知道吗？我们不再需要承担罪的重担，因为圣经告诉我们说，主使我们的天东离西有多远，主就使我们的罪离我们有多远。
A long time ago, John Bunyan wrote a book entitled Pilgrim's Progress.
大概300年以前，有一本很有名的书，叫做《天路历程》。
In it, the main character named Christian goes from the city of destruction to the celestial city.
在这本书里面呢，讲到一个人，他的名字叫做基督徒，他从一个地方叫做灭亡之城，要去到一个地方叫做天的城。
And through this journey, Christian has many hardships and tribulations.
在这个基督徒这个人他旅行的过程当中呢，他遇到了很多危险艰难的事情。
But one scene in particular explains how the burden of sin was removed from him.
但是呢，其中有一个故事非常非常就是形象的描述了他的重担，他的罪的重担是如何被从他的身上脱去的。
And I didn't write this in notes, so hopefully you can translate, but he was carrying a burden of sin on his back, like a backpack.
在这个故事里面呢，这个叫做基督徒的人，他身上背了一个大的包袱，那个包袱的名字呢叫做罪。
And how our sin weighs us down.
其实他就是比喻说，我们这个人身上的罪啊，常常把我们这个人压得喘不过气来。
So do you want me to just read this in English?
Yeah.
And then that'll be good.
Okay.
So here is a portion from Pilgrim's Progress. It's a lot for her to have to translate. So hopefully you catch a little bit of it. Now I saw in my dream that the highway up was which Christian was to go was fenced on either side by a wall, and that wall is called salvation. Up this way, therefore, did burdened Christian run, but not without great difficulty because of the load on his back. He ran thus till he came to a place somewhat ascending, and upon that place stood a cross, and a little below in the bottom a tomb. So I saw in my dream that just as Christian came up with the cross, his burden loosened from his shoulders, and it fell off his back and began to tumble, and so continued to do so till it came to the mouth of the tomb where it fell in, and I saw it no more. Then was Christian glad and light, and said with a merry heart, He has given me rest by his sorrow and life by his death.
Okay, do you want me to translate it?
You can, or if you feel you can do that, then...
Okay. 在这个故事里面，基督徒说，我在我的梦里面看见了一件事情，就是这个基督徒他前面有一条长长的路是他需要走的，然后在他这个路的两边，他看见了两边都有墙，墙的名字叫做救恩。朝着路走的时候，基督徒身上背着很重的重担，但是呢却不能够卸下他的重担，因为他身上的担子实在是很重。他到了一个地方，那个地方的名字叫做升天。在升天这个地方，他看见那里有一个十字架，十字架的下面有一个小小的坟墓。所以在这个梦里面，这个叫做基督徒的人，他来到了这个十字架那里，突然之间他的重担被脱去了，并且这个重担从他的身上可以说是直接的好像变成碎片一样的掉下来了，并且这个坟墓张开了他的口，把这些重担给吞了下去。基督徒他非常的开心，他也非常的轻省，他用一颗非常喜乐的心说道，他就是主耶稣，用他的悲伤，用他的伤痛，给了我有安息，也借着他的死，他赐给了我的生命。
Okay, thank you. So you may have not understood all of this, but I hope that you catch the main meaning of that closing sentence.
你可能不是非常完全明白这个故事在讲什么，但是我希望最后那一句话你记住了。
For it is the amazing message of the gospel.
因为那就是告诉你们福音到底是在讲什么。
Because of Jesus' sorrow and death for sin, through faith, a person gets rest and life.
因为主耶稣他活在地上的时候，为我们担当了我们的忧患，他也死在了十字架上面，所以我们今天才有机会可以得到这样的一个真安息，也借着主耶稣为我们死在十字架上，我们才可以从他得到生命。
When I realize that Jesus has taken the burden of my sin upon himself, it changes everything.
当我真的看见主耶稣他已经挪去了我罪的重担的时候，我人生里面的每一件事情都改变了。
For if he can do such an amazing thing, how can he not handle the burdens of my day?
他若是可以除去我罪的重担，难道他不会解决我生活里面其他的重担吗？
We often carry these burdens which we were never meant to carry.
很多时候我们身上担的担子啊，其实不是主要我们自己去担的。
And like the burdens of our sin, we are called to lay those burdens down at the cross of Jesus.
就像罪的重担一样，圣经上面主告诉我们说，因为他死在了十字架上，他要来担当我们的重担。
And the key is to not pick them back up. This is where faith comes in.
关键是当我们把这个重担卸给耶稣的时候，我们不要再把它拿起来，不要再把它从主的身上再重新拿到我的身上。
Tell Jesus, I am giving you these burdens and I trust you with them.
所以我们可以告诉主说，主啊，我会试着把我的重担交给你，也请你帮助我学习如何能够信靠你，能够帮助我来担当这些重担。
For Jesus, if you can forgive me of my sins, Lord, you can do anything.
主耶稣啊，你既然已经赦免了我的罪，我也相信，我也愿意把我人生的重担再卸给你。
While this life has many difficulties, we can find rest in the fact that Jesus is with us each step.
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，你们知道吗？虽然我们的人生里面有很多的艰难，但是只要我们愿意相信主耶稣，他就可以担当我们的重担。
And while Jesus has already won the war over sin and death, the battle still rages.
虽然主耶稣他已经照着圣经所说的，他已经胜过了罪跟死亡，但是今天在你我的身上，我们每一天都在经历这样的一个征战。
But when Jesus returns, all those in him will experience everlasting rest.
直到主耶稣再来的时候，我们每一个相信他的人才会得到最终真正的永远的安息。
But he does give us times today of refreshment and renewal.
虽然今天主还没有回来，但是我们在地上却是每一天都可以经历他除去我们的重担，他更新我们，并且叫我们这个人重新的得轻省。
Because every day brings burdens, but every day also brings rest found in Jesus.
我们人生的意义就是每一天都会有很多的重担，但是正是这许多的重担叫我们可以经历主耶稣为我们除去担当我们的重担。
Some of the burdens that we carry are self-inflicted, and some of them are outside of our control.
很多时候我们心中的重担要么就是我们自己折磨自己，要么就是外面的环境，很多的环境是我们无法控制的，造成我们心里的重担。
But we must remember that while they are out of our control, God is ultimately in control.
但是我们需要常常提醒自己，就是虽然有很多的事情是我无法掌控的，但是我的神却能够掌控它，在我的神的手中。
For while we are oftentimes overwhelmed, God is never overwhelmed.
虽然很多时候我们是会被我们周围的环境所吞灭，但是神却不会被这些环境所吞灭。
And we can never have too many burdens for him. We are called to lay all our burdens at the feet of Jesus.
主耶稣绝对不会嫌麻烦，我们把这些重担不断地交托给他。相反，他是非常愿意也乐意担负我们的重担。
He is not bothered by us constantly laying down our burdens before him.
他绝对不会介意我们持续地不断地把我们的重担交给他。
Jesus wants us to seek him with our whole mind, heart, and soul.
主耶稣所盼望的就是今天不管你有没有相信，或者是你对主的信有多少，我们还愿意全心全魂的来寻求他，来依靠他。
So is there a burden that you are carrying today?
所以弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，今天在你的心中是否有一个重担是你背着让你觉得很沉重的？
Or maybe many burdens.
或者是在你心中很多的重担让你无法前行的。
Lay them down at the cross of Jesus.
你不妨试试看，把它交给主，告诉主说，主耶稣，求你除去我的重担。
And you will find rest.
你就会找到你的安息，因为主会把这样的安息赐给你。
For it is when we come to him who has paid the penalty for our sins that we become a child of God.
因为主耶稣他已经为我们的重担付上了一个赎价，只要我们愿意答应他的呼召，来到他的面前，我们就能够成为神的儿女。
And while God loves the entire world, He has a special love for His children.
神不只是爱这个世界的世人，神更是对他的儿女有一份特殊的爱。
I love my children. There is nothing that I would not do for their good.
我有孩子，我爱他们，所以在这个世上，若是有任何事情为他们好的，我就会为他们做。
But I am not able to carry all the burdens that they will have as much as I would like to.
但是就算是我想要除去我孩子身上的他心里的重担，但我也不一定每一件事情都可以做得到。
But Jesus can carry all of our burdens if we will come to Him.
但是我们的主耶稣，若是我们愿意真正的来到他的面前，他是能够除去我们心中的重担。
First we come to Jesus as Savior, then we come to Him as Sustainer.
所以首先我们需要来到耶稣的面前，接受他做我们的救主，接下来在我们每一天的生活里面，我们还是需要不断的来到他的面前，来经历他除去担当我们的重担。
Know that if God is your Father, He wants your good and is working out everything according to that purpose.
你知道吗？我们的神是我们的天父，所以他是调动万有，让你生活里面的每一件事情都是为着让我们能够得到真实的益处而发生的。
Even the burdens of life cannot change the promise, and it may even be those burdens which are the very thing that drive you back to this promise.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Sure. It's even the burdens of this life cannot change this promise, and it is those burdens which may be the very thing that drive you back to the promise.
所以我们每一个人在这个世上的重担啊，不是其实神赐给我们，或者是说神许可这些重担临到我们的原因，是因为我们可以再回转向他。
So rest in the precious truth of Jesus and praise God.
所以弟兄姊妹们、朋友们，让我们真的是在神告诉我们的这些话上能够找到真正的安息，也把荣耀跟赞美归给他。
Amen, let's pray.
Amen, 让我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for your word today, that you willgive us rest, that we would come to you and find our rest in you, that we would lay our burdens down at the cross, first and foremost of our own sin, Lord, that you would forgive us of the sin that keeps us burdened. But also, Lord, as you've forgiven us of our sins, Lord, you can take every burden that we carry in our lives,
Amen.
And you can use it for good. Even when we don't know how or why, we trust you. We have faith that you are a good God.That you are an all-powerful God, that you know us better than we know ourselves, and then again we can put our lives completely in your hands.
Amen.
And so we thank you for this today, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we're going to have a closing song of response that I chose. It's called Be Still My Soul, I Find My Rest in You, I think. You can sing along, there's the words.Or if you just want to listen and meditate on that, that is good as well.
最后我有一首回应诗歌，你可以跟着这个唱，或者是说你也可以听。